Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Before we start today's show, am I the only one struggling with what the date is? Like, I know it's Tuesday, and I know we are technically still in May. Am I the only one that's struggling a little bit today? It feels like a Monday, but it's not a Monday. It feels like we're closer to the weekend than we actually are. I'm in a very weird space today with the three-day weekend, but I'm very happy that you guys are here as well. Hopefully you had a great time at your cookout. Hopefully you had a great time at your barbecue. Whatever you did this weekend, I hope that you had a phenomenal time. Rob, what was your first Memorial Day weekend like as a married man?
I mean,
as an engaged man, my apologies. You have not gotten married yet. That's coming down the line, but you are an engaged man.
Correct. It was a lot of little chores around the house. This, you know, I kind of put them off for a while because I was planning an engagement party, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, you can only push things down the road so often and so far before eventually they come down the pike. So I did some yard work. I did some house projects. I fixed a door. I did some car stuff. It was a big weekend of honey-dos at the Brenton household.
Was this song in your weekend?
1, 2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the sun sinks.
I made time to get to the pool and play this song for the people.
I saw you post the picture. Did all the people leave when you played this song? Like, when you got your Bluetooth speaker and then you played this song, did everybody else leave the pool? Because it didn't look like it was a happening scene on the picture that I saw.
I mean, I turned this song on and the pool filled up like it was a party had just started because day drinking turned on.
So let's get to the top story, which in my opinion is still DeAndre Hopkins. If you are already at the lake this weekend, let me tell you, DeAndre Hopkins did not get traded. He got outright released by the Arizona Cardinals. He is now a free agent, and every team wants DeAndre Hopkins. Well, how badly do the Chiefs want DeAndre Hopkins? Listen to the latest from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.
My money would still be on the Bills or the Chiefs working something out. They just don't have a lot of money in the cap space. And, you know, the Chiefs, the concern is they just gave Donovan Smith on free agency some real money to play left tackle. So that drained some of their resources. I don't know if they can quite pull it off. They do believe Kadarius Toney can be a number one type receiver. So I don't get the sense they're overly desperate to make this happen, but there's certainly some interest. And when you talk to other NFL teams, they believe the Bills are a threat here and have been for a while. So I still suspect that you have two contenders in the AC or in the AFC that are sort of trying to combat each other, make sure one doesn't get Hopkins over the other. So that's a little bit of an arms race there. And then you're going to have some sleepers. You know, you look at a team like Cleveland, I wouldn't call them a major player, but I expect them to at least make a phone call because of the Hopkins, Deshaun Watson connection from Houston. My sense is Hopkins would be open to playing with Watson again and reuniting with him. And the New York Jets, teams like that, have been looking for receiver help in the past couple months. pretty heavily. You know, the Jets were in on Odell Beckham before he signed with the Ravens. Of course, the Cowboys went and traded for Brandon Cooks, but looked into the Hopkins market before. So some of these teams are at least familiar.
So let's break down this information we got from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Rob, let's start with this. The Chiefs have no reason to engage in an arms race with the team that has never beaten them in an important game. I don't care who the player is. Buffalo is not the organization that you would want to be in an arms race with. They ain't done nothing. Now, I understand why Buffalo would want to be in an arms race with Kansas City. They've eliminated you multiple times from the playoffs. They've won two Super Bowls, been to a third one. Kansas City is everything that you're trying to be. You are making moves to react to the Kansas City Chiefs, not the other way around. There is no reason for Kansas City to ever look at Buffalo as a team that they should be making moves to counter. They haven't earned that yet. They haven't proven that on the field yet. So I don't think that Kansas City is playing the, well, let's sign DeAndre Hopkins so we can keep him off Buffalo. We don't care if he goes to Buffalo. We'll beat you in 13 seconds. We'll beat you in the AFC Championship game. You are not our rival. You are not a team that we are worried about, is the energy that I would have if you were the Chiefs. I think Buffalo makes sense because of that desperation. I think Buffalo's window is closing by a little bit. We talked about it the last couple of weeks. You are asking your quarterback to do more than any superstar quarterback is being asked to do in the National Football League. The Chiefs are not asking Patrick Mahomes to rush for 900 yards and have 10 rushing touchdowns the way that Buffalo is asking their quarterback to not only carry you, obviously, in the passing game, but also carry you in the run game as well. I don't think Kansas City is serious contenders for DeAndre Hopkins. I'm going to read you something from Albert Breer that kind of explains exactly why I feel the way that I feel when I say that. This isn't just like an assumption. It's based off this reporting from Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. Kansas City made progress towards a deal, but things went a little sideways when Odell Beckham Jr. got $15 million in base pay from Baltimore, making Hopkins feel like he should at least land that much. That's what I've been saying in this whole ordeal. If you're DeAndre Hopkins and you've seen what the market has said, you're seeing that a team gave Odell Beckham Jr., who didn't play at all last season and his last two seasons have ended with a torn ACL. Why would I take less money than him? That's the foundation of the contract that I want. I'm a better wide receiver than he is. I'm a healthier wide receiver. Hell, I played last season. Why should I enter a negotiation and not use that as a framework and as a starting point? So that makes sense to me. I'm sure Kansas City and Arizona were having some conversations. Kansas City found out what the asking price was, like what happened with Davante Adams. The market completely changed, which then changed your negotiations with Tyreek Hill, albeit in a completely different scenario. But what happened with Odell Beckham changed your negotiations. The Chiefs are pretty certain about this. The price is the price. There ain't a whole lot of haggling. This ain't a flea market. You don't go up to the Chiefs and, well, I mean, I really want 20. Well, I only got 10. Why don't we meet in the middle at 15? No, there's not a lot of back and forth. There's no haggling with the Chiefs. This is what we want to spend on this. If you want to take it, cool. We're happy to have you. If you don't want to take it, we'll continue to win important football games without you. I think we've proven that. We're going to be good. Good luck to you. Hey, go get your bread. Go get your money. We're not mad at that. But we have set a number that we think you're worth. If you're not cool with that, be sure to find one of the other 31 teams in the National Football League. So the story from Albert Breer continues. The Chiefs wound up giving a free agent left tackle, Donovan Smith, a deal restructured similar to the offer that they made DeAndre Hopkins, which will make it more difficult for Kansas City to circle back. Let's look at Donovan Smith's contract, shall we? Let's look at it, because according to Albert Breer, who I think has had the best sourcing and reporting on this, the Chiefs were talking to DeAndre Hopkins. They were making a little bit of progress. They were working out something to get a number one wide receiver. Odell Beckham's contract threw a little bit of a wrench in it. And now the Chiefs went another direction. That was their plan A, potentially. They have now gone to plan B, and they've signed Donovan Smith to a deal. Donovan Smith signed a one-year, $3 million contract. Now, there's incentives that can get you up to $9 million, but you know the Chiefs' philosophy. The Chiefs sign very cheap base-level contracts, and then they stack a bunch of incentives on them. Hey, you got a chance to go earn your money. You got a chance to go get paid. You got to hit X, Y, and Z, and we have to do what we're supposed to do as a team, and then you'll get paid on the back end. Donovan Smith got $1.98 million guaranteed. This is the contract that they were talking to DeAndre Hopkins about? Well, that ain't the price no more. Why would I take this contract if I'm DeAndre Hopkins and I just saw what Odell Beckham went for? Sure, I might have been interested in that. The market hadn't really been set. The market for wide receiver was around $11 million. That's what Juju got. That's what Jacoby Myers got. That was what the market was set at. You got to take a little bit less, but we'll give you realistic incentives for you to hit this. We can work with our cap space. We'll give you a chance to win. That makes sense. And then Odell Beckham came through, and it was a completely new world. But if this is the kind of contract that they were offering DeAndre Hopkins, that is not realistic now. That was realistic maybe 2 months ago. That is not realistic today. So if the Chiefs are not willing to change the offer that they gave Donovan Smith and the Donovan Smith contract that has a one-year, $3 million deal that can be up to $9 million in incentives, if that is a contract that limits you from getting DeAndre Hopkins, you don't want DeAndre Hopkins. You don't want him, and that's fine. You'll be fine. You'll win 12, 13 games this year. You'll win your division. You'll be a 1, 2, or 3 seed in the AFC playoffs. The Chiefs will be perfectly fine without DeAndre Hopkins. But I think we can say, based on the reporting from Albert Breer, the Chiefs wound up giving a free agent contract to Donovan Smith, a deal structured similar to the offer that they made DeAndre Hopkins. If that's the contract that they offer DeAndre Hopkins, they are not competitive anymore in the space. And now that there's going to be 4, 5, 6 possible suitors, and I think Cleveland right now is at the front. If you're asking me today, based on the way that this thing is going, I think eventually he lands in Cleveland. I think they want to get another weapon for Deshaun Watson. They have already fully committed everything to Deshaun Watson. Why not just continue to make him happy? I would say today that the Cleveland Browns are the favorite to go get him. It's early on. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is signing today. I don't think we're going to get the breaking news sounder. I think he signs in the next probably 10 to 14 days or so is when we start to see real progression with the DeAndre Hopkins contract. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go kind of around the NFL and get different cities' perspectives on D-Hop being a free agent. First up is Buffalo. That was Rob's number one overall pick in our DeAndre Hopkins draft. They have the best odds in Vegas to go get DeAndre Hopkins. How serious are the Bills about getting a borderline Hall of Fame wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins? We'll find out together on the other side of the break. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the D. Pasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this. If you missed any of the show, catch up on the Odyssey app or at 610sports.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is former Chiefs All-Pro tackle Mitchell Schwartz, and the best Chiefs content in town is right here with Carrington Harrison on The Drive.
A little bit of breaking news. Caleb Love, the former North Carolina guard who committed earlier this year to Michigan. Some academic stuff happened, so he decommitted from Michigan. He was back out on the market. He is now committed to Arizona. Caleb Love off the market again. He is headed to the University of Arizona. Speaking of Arizona, we've been talking about DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins is available. He is a free agent. He has entered his own version of the transfer portal, and we are trying to figure out what team is going to land DeAndre Hopkins. Let's start in Buffalo. They are the Vegas favorite to land DeAndre Hopkins. We head to Jeremy White and WGR in Buffalo. Jeremy, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right. We're always Vegas favorites at something, whether it's drafting a running back in the first round or, I mean, it's always, you know, it's nonstop with Vegas favorites around here.
This is where I would make a Bills joke, but then you'll play it tomorrow on your show, and then the Bills fans are going to hate me.
That's all right. Vegas favorites for the Super Bowl last year too, right? Like, always favorites, and things don't always go that way.
So let's start with this. What was the reaction whenever you guys got the news? Because this kind of, I wouldn't say re-energized Chiefs fans. They've been locked in this entire time. But I think Chiefs fans had kind of put the wide receiver conversation to bed. And then the one wide receiver they've really been pursuing came available, and you don't have to trade for him anymore.
Yeah, the thing about this for the Bills, I think, or Bills fans, is it feels like deja vu with Odell Beckham. We went through the whole season last year, Von Miller talking about Odell, and he came for a visit, and he went to dinner at Josh Allen's house, and we're all waiting for that receiver help to come from Beckham, and it never came. Now we've got Von Miller doing the same, like eyeball emoji when Hopkins gets released and posting pictures with him and openly talking about him. And here's Hopkins talking about how he loves Josh Allen, and, you know, laying out what he looks for in a team. So there's a little bit of, okay, we've been through this before. Is this the time it actually is going to happen? So we've been on it for a couple of months, and the draft might have changed things slightly, but there's still plenty of interest around here in this idea to further, you know, bolster their weapons so they can keep up with everybody.
What do you make of this conversation about an arms race? Because we led the show with, there's no reason for Kansas City to get in an arms race with anybody. Like, Kansas City has proven, hey, if you want to play with us, cool. If not, we're still going to win Super Bowls without you. I understand why Buffalo would want to be in an arms race. I understand why Buffalo, who hasn't been to the Super Bowl, hasn't won a Super Bowl, why they would be all in on DeAndre Hopkins the same way that they were all in last year on Von Miller. But the terms arms race, to me, it doesn't make any sense for Kansas City to get into one.
Yeah, for the Bills, it is a term around here we talked about a lot. And they drafted Dalton Kincaid with their first-round pick, traded up for him. The idea is he'll be, you know, Kelce light or whatever. He's going to be a pass-catching tight end. They had their big slot. This is what kind of energized people, because we thought receiver all the way. There was a run of receivers. They go tight end. They ultimately draft another receiver. They spent most of their offseason assets on the offense, on the offensive line, completely changing their receiver room outside of Diggs and Davis. So the arms race, it feels like the Bills fell behind, and maybe they just got up to where they are supposed to be or supposed to be right now. I mean, Cole Beasley and John Brown coming off the street in the stretch run was a sign that they had grossly mismanaged the receiver room and what they had with depth there. So now the million-dollar question is, Gabe Davis, you know, he had a bit of a down year. It wasn't bad, but the heightened expectations, he probably didn't really meet where people thought he could go. And now it's contract year. So do you place your bets on Gabe Davis doing that and then paying him? Or do you bring in somebody else like a DeAndre Hopkins who might, you know, push Davis down the depth chart a little bit and, you know, maybe forecast that he's not going to be here after next year?
Right now we're talking to Jeremy White of WGR in Buffalo, getting the Buffalo thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins as he has hit free agency, and we're trying to figure out where he could potentially land. This is a side note that has nothing to do with DeAndre Hopkins. I really like the draft of Dalton Kincaid. You know how sometimes you just look at a pick and you're like, oh, that's going to work. Dalton Kincaid is going to work in Buffalo. I don't know if he's Travis Kelce like. Kelce might be the greatest tight end to ever live, but Dalton Kincaid is going to have a really good career.
Yeah, I mean, Evan Engram, somebody like that, right? Like, it's a new style of tight end. And the Bills, they paid Dawson Knox big money. That's the only thing that's puzzling about it. Like, we had heard a little bit and talked a little bit about them adding a tight end, and that would have meant going to two tight end sets, which with Dawson Knox in a big contract, it looks like a team that's going to go to two tight end sets, which is another reason that the Hopkins thing might have faded a bit after the draft. They've added a pass catcher, and today Ken Dorsey met with the media and talked about all the things that they're going to figure out how they're going to do this. And if Hopkins is on this team, then one of the receivers that they either signed or drafted isn't going to make it. And I wonder if the numbers game is such that they feel like they don't have to do it anymore, whereas before the draft, they might have been more open to it.
Right now, we're talking to Jeremy White, getting the Buffalo perspective on DeAndre Hopkins. We don't got to get into a full-fledged salary cap conversation about the Buffalo Bills, but do they have the cap space? Would money allow them to sign D-Hop?
Yes. We had this exact conversation this morning. Mike Cianetti runs SpotTrack. He came on, and I asked him that question, like, okay, how hard is it? You know, if I'm Brandon Bean, I go to my cap guy. Is he just, like, punching a couple of numbers in, or does he have to, you know, break out all the notebooks and work all night to make it work? And the answer is they can definitely make it work. I mean, if it's a two-year deal for – I mean, that's the other thing. Like, not knowing what Hopkins is going to get. He's age 31, and once you get there, guaranteed money is harder to come by for receivers, as great as he may be. So it depends on the terms of the contract. But, yeah, if they wanted to do it, they could do it. The question is Brandon being willing to put himself in a position with a salary cap next year, the year after? It's a 2 to 3 year conversation for Hopkins at his peak as it is. That's kind of the same window that Diggs and Von Miller are in. So as they navigate this Josh Allen career, there are probably 2 or 3 separate windows that show up. You know, I mean, it'd be the same with Patrick Mahomes. Kelsey's not going to play forever. There will be a post Kelsey Mahomes, and, you know, teams kind of navigating that throughout the tenure of a quarterback's career. This feels like there's a natural 2 year left in this window. Diggs, Miller, and if you add Hopkins, then that's 3 big guns in that age range for this window.
Where do you think ultimately he lands? So last week we did on Friday when this news broke, we did a DeAndre Hopkins draft on our show. Everybody put in $5 and then, you know, you get the pot if you actually guess correctly. Buffalo was actually the number one overall pick in our draft. Where do you think he ultimately lands?
It's funny. We saw the report that, I mean, Jeremy Fowler, that both the Bills and Chiefs are interested and also interested in keeping him away from the other team. So I don't know how much there is true interest on either side or if they're just going to play in the game. I saw Dallas mention. I mean, they just had added Brandon Cooks, but, you know, Jerry Jones could probably be talking to a lot of things. For Hopkins, I don't know. I might like Baltimore. I mean, maybe. Detroit I saw mentioned because they have some money to spend and they're on the cusp. But, you know, there's not a spot in Cincinnati. There's not a spot in Jacksonville. If he wants to really compete in a team that might take a step, it's the Bills. It's the Chiefs. Who does he think he can put over the top? A couple of years ago, J.J. Watt said he wanted to go to a contender and turned his back on the Bills for the Cardinals. And, of course, that did not go well. So sometimes, you know, a player might see that a contender is a much bigger group of teams than fans do, or than you and I might. So, I mean, I'd like to say it's the Bills, but I don't know the GM is going to go all in. He's kind of been cautious about it. That could just be a defense mechanism in case it doesn't get done. I probably would pick the Bills. I mean, Brandon Bean cannot help himself when it comes to being aggressive. He'll go into a draft and say, I'm not going to trade up. And then, bang, he trades up. Next year, he's got a bunch of picks he acquired in a couple of deals. And what did he say before the draft already? Well, you know, maybe we'll trade up. It's betted. The guy cannot resist going big. He is he's a gambler. And, you know, I guess if I had to pick one, I'd pick the Bills because I think he won't be able to resist the gamble.
That is Jeremy White joining us on the show today to give us his thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins and where he could potentially land. He thinks he's going to Buffalo. We appreciate you, Jeremy. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Jeremy White joining us on the show today. Someone on the text line says, Carrington, why do you consider DeAndre Hopkins to be a borderline Hall of Famer? If you asked me today, what side is D-Hop on? I would say no. Like, I don't think he is a Hall of Famer based on what he has right now. But the comparison that I would use is Torrey Holt. Now, Torrey Holt played on a team that won a Super Bowl, so obviously that's going to change it. But if I ask you, is Torrey Holt a Hall of Famer, and your answer is yes on Torrey Holt, then your answer is going to need to be yes on DeAndre Hopkins. Because by the end of Hopkins' career, he is going to be basically what Torrey Holt is. And I think in comparison to his peers, I think DeAndre Hopkins was better. than Torrey Holt was. DeAndre Hopkins is the youngest wide receiver in NFL history to get to 10,000 yards. If you look at the most catches in NFL history in their first nine seasons, these are the players ahead of them: Marvin Harrison, Antonio Brown, Torrey Holt, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins. That's the list of most catches in the first nine seasons. Now, it's some fun with endpoints, but that's kind of what Hall of Fame arguments is. Again, if you asked me today, hey, would you vote for DeAndre Hopkins in the Hall of Fame? I would say no. But if DeAndre Hopkins came to Kansas City and let's say he put up 1,100 yards and the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, DeAndre Hopkins would be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame based on what he's accomplished so far in his career. Do you think that's accurate, Rob? Do you think I'm off? You know I'm always here for a good Hall of Fame debate.
Yeah, I think he's on the path, and maybe you and the text line are arguing semantics, because I don't think he's in right now, but I think he is easily on the path. I also think people need to recalibrate. We talk about this all the time on the show when we have the Mike Evans argument. People probably need to recalibrate what a great wide receiver looks like in the modern NFL, because statistically, he's going to have better numbers than a lot of guys who are in, which would make you think, oh, he's an obvious in. But I think when we recalibrate for the era, he still is on the path to end up in. Now, maybe he ends up the Browns. I know we're going to Cleveland later in the show. Maybe he goes to Dallas. Well, he'll be wide receiver three. And he just, you know, puts up hollow numbers, and we always say, well, he never was on a winner and he always was about himself. There will be character conversations, but the actual numbers, I think he is easily on the path. I couldn't believe someone argued the other side. Unless he just retired tomorrow, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
But to me, though, the differences between Mike Evans, like, you know, I'm big on accomplishments. Like, what have you done in the league? Like, Torrey Holt was only first team all pro one time. DeAndre Hopkins was first team all pro three times. He was second team all pro two times. Torrey Holt was only second team all pro one time. So DeAndre Hopkins has five all-pro teams. Torrey Holt was only on two. Pro Bowls, about the same. Now, Torrey Holt did a little bit more maybe individually. Like, he led the NFL in receiving yards a couple of times. He's on the all-decade team. Like, Torrey Holt has a strong resume. Like, I'm not here to put down Torrey Holt's resume. Mike Evans doesn't have any of that. Mike Evans has never been first team all pro. You're telling me you're a Hall of Famer when at no point you could say that you were one of the five best wide receivers in the National Football League. Like, DeAndre Hopkins has been better than Mike Evans. Like, I don't care that Mike Evans has more touchdowns than him. I don't care that Mike Evans actually has less yards than DeAndre Hopkins. I don't care about any of that. DeAndre Hopkins has been a better wide receiver than Mike Evans. He has been better than he is. He has done more. He has more catches, more yards. He has slightly less touchdowns than Mike Evans. He has been a better wide receiver than Mike Evans. If you're telling me I can only pick one of them, DeAndre Hopkins would go in my Hall of Fame before I let Mike Evans even buy a ticket to the Hall of Fame. Coming up on the other side, I noticed something when I was watching Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final yesterday. And you know what? It relates to the Chiefs. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
If James Bradbury didn't want that meme, you know what? He shouldn't have held it.
Brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to The Drive with burger connoisseur Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio.
So I was watching the NBA Eastern Conference Finals yesterday, and the Caleb Martin show appeared. Now, some of you might be asking, who? Well, that was kind of my thought process as well. He went to Nevada. He was a bench warmer his first 2 years in the league for the Charlotte Hornets. He then comes to Miami and really, really started to figure some things out, really started to find a role, and he was incredible in their series. He averaged 20 points per game. During the regular season, he averaged 9 points per game. In Game 7 on the road, Caleb Martin played 45 minutes, was 11 of 16 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3, gave you 26 points and 10 rebounds. Absolutely hooping. I think he should have won Eastern Conference Finals MVP, but that's another conversation for another day. My purpose is to not talk to you about Caleb Martin, because you might not care about Caleb Martin. You should. But that's not what I'm trying to do here. You know what? It hit me as I was watching the game yesterday. Man, every team has a Caleb Martin. Sure, you don't win that game without Jimmy Butler. I would say you don't win that game without Bam Adebayo, but boy, he was just incredibly average yesterday. You need your stars to be stars. You're not winning championships without Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones. You're not winning it without elite high-level players. But you know what every team has? Every team's got a Daniel Sorensen, my brother. Every team has a guy who, you know what, much maligned, doesn't do a whole lot. Next thing you know, you look up and Daniel Sorensen has blocked a punt. Daniel Sorensen has stopped a fake punt. He gets a big-time interception. He dives on a fumble. Daniel Sorensen, playoff legend. Every team needs a Caleb Martin. Every team needs a guy who just, for whatever reason, you can't explain it, just figures it out in the postseason. There's no reason why a guy who just two NBA seasons ago couldn't get off the bench in Charlotte, this year, he only started a handful of games. There's no reason why he was the best player on the floor in Game 7 of a series that decided who went to the NBA Finals. But it's sports, man. Every team, every city, every fan base needs a Caleb Martin, an unsung hero that rises up to help your team prevail and to win a championship. And Miami sure got theirs yesterday. He was incredible.
Who was the Chiefs version of that last year? Who was the guy where you were like, yeah, he's okay. A couple years ago, he was just kind of a guy in the league. And suddenly you look, you're like, he's a real key cog to the move. Because I think I have the name for the Chiefs, the guy that you're like, oh, he was really important to the Chiefs' success. But, you know, you would have never been like, oh, man, the Chiefs don't get great production out of player X, they'd be in trouble. Is the Chiefs version of Caleb Martin Carlos Dunlap? Because Carlos Dunlap wasn't smoking the league at any point. And at no point did the Chiefs rely on him to have 25 sacks or be incredible. They just needed him to be a solid player for them. And down the stretch, that is when he played his best football. Is the Caleb Martin equivalent of the Chiefs' last Super Bowl run Carlos Dunlap?
Is the answer Frank Clark and we just don't want to say it? Is that the answer?
Yeah, but you can't make that paycheck
I wonder, though. Caleb Martin is a okay rotational piece. That's what he is. He is an okay rotational piece. In this playoff series, he was their second best player. He's the second best player on the team that is with there. Frank Clark, let's be real, is maybe the biggest disappointment on the team and is incredibly below average. And then something happens in the postseason that he turns into Reggie White. It makes no sense. Rob, he had half as many sacks in the postseason as he did in the 17 regular season games. Chiefs played in 3 postseason games. He did almost a season's work of work in a month for him. It's something about it that he just turns on that I'm with you. Maybe he can't be that guy because of the contract and the expectations and what you've given up. But the Caleb Martin theory to me is outside of your core guys, you're going to need a contribution from somebody that you don't count on, that you don't depend on. You're going to need somebody to make a play. Maybe that's Kadarius Toney catching a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Maybe that's Sky Moore. Sky Moore caught his first NFL touchdown in the Super Bowl. You know how crazy that is? It's not like he missed all of the season and they rushed to get him back. Can you imagine you have your entire dream about catching a touchdown in the National Football League? You get drafted. You don't weeks 1 through 20 of the NFL season. And then in the final game, in the biggest stage, in the most watched game in the history of the world, you catch a touchdown. That's being Caleb Martin. That's stepping up at the right time and making plays to help your team win.
I would say, and I don't want to argue the nitty gritty of your point, because I agree. Every championship team has a Caleb Martin. How many times in the NBA do you watch a series and you're like, oh man, that guy's on that team? And then he gets a big contract in the offseason and he goes and toils away on a bad team. Like Grant Williams is a solid player for the Celtics. He'll get a nice contract with some bad team and he'll disappear out of existence. The Royals had this with role players too, but I just think for your Sky Moore comparison, you can't be a second round pick and you can't be believed to have expectations in year two and be considered Caleb Martin. You have to be a journeyman who you just made the pieces fit right and it became that thing. And you're right. Maybe it is Frank Clark. And I hate that it's Frank Clark because Frank Clark has the massive contract and Frank Clark had the massive first round pick trade and the things don't add up. But he was just barely existent in the regular season and became, like you said, a star in the postseason. Isn't he top 5 all time in playoff sacks? It's just a stupid stat.
It doesn't make any sense how he's able to turn it on in the postseason. Like it's almost like he conserves energy and then at that right time he just explodes and just completely dominates. It makes absolutely no sense. I wish I could explain it to you. I wish that I could. I don't have the ability to explain why Frank Clark just ends up being the most incredible player every year in the postseason. So this week, maybe some of you saw this, maybe some of you didn't go see this, but Little Mermaid hit the movie theaters, and boy, did it do well. It was the 4th largest Memorial Day opening ever, $121 million. Now, I haven't seen the movie yet. Rob, I don't think you've seen the movie yet. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a Disney toss-up. So I told Rob, I said, you know what, Rob? I want you to play 2 Disney songs, and I want us to pick between them. Let's get it, Rob.
I built a Elite 8 bracket, if you will,
I like
Carrington.
Hearing this.
We have 4 matchups. I consulted my fiance, who I would call the Disney music expert. Here is song number 1 and battle number 1.
But all I agree to join the stampede, you should never take more than you give in the circle of life.
We got the Lion King classic, Elton John singing the Circle of Life.
That ain't Simba.
In round 1, it goes up against...
Darling, it's bitter down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.
Carrington, you tell me, round 1, is it the Circle of Life from Lion King or Under the Sea by the aforementioned Little Mermaid? What is the better Disney movie song?
You know what? Under the Sea is a good team. Not denying that. they just ran into UConn in the NCAA tournament. UConn was playing at a level that I don't know who would have beat them in this tournament. Like, you could redo the NCAA tournament and UConn wins whatever bracket you put together. They were hands down the best team. I mean, Circle of Life, that's just not a great Disney song. That's a great song, period. This is a no-brainer to me. This game's not even close. This is a 101-81 blowout for Circle of Life advancing to the next round of your little tournament you put together here.
We'll continue on the Elite Eight.
Really quickly, can you play the original? Don't be playing the Kids Bop version of Circle of Life. I never heard that song.
That
before.
Was Elton John.
That ain't the song from the movie. I want to hear the songs from the movie. Don't play this. I don't want to hear the live piano recording of Elton John singing that. I want to hear young Simba singing Circle
That's
of
fine.
Life, and it moves us all.
That's fine. Bracket game number two, leading off.
You just remember what your old past said, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
The Toy Story classic. It came across all the Toy Story movies. Pick which two Toy Story you like.
I do love this song.
You Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman going up against a new contender, one of the fan favorites of the youths.
Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Let it go from Frozen. Carrington, is it Randy Newman's You've Got a Friend in Me, or do one of the more popular new movie songs and Let It Go rise the occasion and knock Toy Story straight out of the bracket?
So whenever I've got my daughter, I'm going to let you know the playlist. She loves that Baby Shark song. Like, it just, that song just does it for her. I'm starting to kind of get her into, like, more Kids Bop songs. Like, can we sing in, like, I can't do this. I do have her convinced that Bruno Mars is Kids Bop. So I actually kind of like that. Like, I can play Bruno Mars. She likes it. I like it. You don't want to know how many times that I've heard Let It Go. I feel like I got to pick it. Even though I like You've Got a Friend in Me more. Even though I like it more. I got to pick Let It Go, man.
I think you have to pick Let It Go.
I got
to
pick Let It Go. It's not winning this tournament for me. I don't know what else you have planned. It's not winning this little tournament you put together. But I got to at least, I can't let it lose in round one. No, I can't. I can't let it lose in round one.
Flipping to the other side of the bracket, we have a salty 1-4 matchup over there. You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan by Phil Collins.
This was good enough to make the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
This is a last four out.
No, this is a salty 4 seed. Oh,
this would be like the 9th best song on the Lion King soundtrack. I can't believe this.
I can't just play the Lion King soundtrack and say that wins.
I can't believe this. What is going on here? Tarzan?
Why are you anti-Tarzan?
I don't even know if that song, I don't even know if that's a top 25 Disney song. How did this make the tournament? You're telling me that song's better than Bare Necessities? That's what you're telling me?
Absolutely. This song was on the Billboard Top 100. You're not gonna like the next song. I can already tell. I can already feel your energy's not a fan of what's coming next.
This guy's got him scared to death.
Hope he doesn't see it right through me.
Now I really wish that I knew how to swim.
I know you love Mulan. You low-key love Mulan.
This might be my favorite Disney song. I love this song. I love this song. I'm picking it. What are you talking about? I'm picking that song. That song's incredible. That song's incredible. Yeah, no, come on now. That's a no-brainer. You know I love that song. I love Mulan. What a great film. What a great inspirational story. I love Mulan, man.
I forgot that I'm
actually didn't. I'm one of the few people that actually didn't mind the remake. I didn't mind the remake.
I didn't dislike it. I just think it shouldn't have been titled Mulan. Like, we had the dragon. We had all the stuff in the cartoon. We didn't get any of that in the live-action version.
Yeah, I mean, that part, I'm with you. Like, the core of the story, just is it's a good story, but No, it was not anywhere. It wasn't funny. Like the original Mulan, some jokes, you know, Eddie Murphy's in it. But no, this one was not funny.
Our final first round matchup.
A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world from the Aladdin soundtrack has entered the chat, but let's see how it fares in its 2-3 matchup on that side of the bracket.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase.
This is Duke Kansas in the Elite Eight. This is tough.
Ain't no passing praise.
Means no worries for the rest of the day.
That's real simple for you too, pal. Aladdin versus Hakuna Matata. Carrington, who's coming out of this bracket?
You know what? I'm going to pick A Whole New World for this reason. This is why I'm going to pick A Whole New World. I don't feel good about it, so don't judge me, text line. I don't feel great about this pick. I'm going to pick it for this reason. The scene in which they sing A Whole New World is better than the Hakuna Matata scene. It's just better. Just a better scene. They're flying through the city. They're singing to each other. Oh, my goodness. What a time. Someone asked, who seeded this tournament? Rob. I told Rob I didn't want to know. I said, here, you do it. You handle it. Someone said, you put Rob in charge of a musical competition. This is on you, CDOT. Well, you make good points.
We have entered the final four, haters. That is how we're going to play this. On the one side of the bracket.
Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go.
This song's a dark horse to win it all. This song is low-key, has a chance to win the whole thing. People sing this song. People know this song. This is beyond just the movie. Let It Go has a chance, but it's going up and inside the bracket of the final four against
The Circle of Life.
As they join the stampede, you should never take more than you give in the circle of life.
Carrington, The Circle of Life against Let It Go. Who is advancing to your national title game in this Disney song bracket?
Elsa, out of here. Away from me, Elsa. Elsa, away from me. You thought I was picking Let It Go. It got out of the first round. It wasn't getting much further.
I can't believe that. Let It Go, I thought I had a chance to win the whole thing.
I don't know why you thought that.
I'm fascinated by what happens next because this is one of your fan favorites on the final four.
This guy's got him scared to death.
Hope he doesn't see it right through me.
Now I really wish that I knew how to swim.
We come back.
Must be swift as the coursing.
We Are Men from Mulan, who have you already proclaimed as one of your favorite Disney songs in the final four. It is up against a classic in Aladdin.
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no.
This game has San Diego State FAU game winning at the buzzer shot vibes. You tell me what's going forward, Mulan or Aladdin?
I have to pick A Whole New World. It pains me to knock out. It pains me to knock out Mulan. Like, it hurts me. But I'm sorry. A Whole New World is just, it's too strong. It's too deep. Talent level too high. Great coaching. I can't do it. At this point, I don't even think the text line's mad at me. I think the text line's mad at you for how you seeded this tournament. We might have to do this again and really do it right. Because this is shameful work from you, Rob. Shameful work.
To be fair, the Disney catalog is like 68 songs deep. Who has the time?
Let me ask you a question. Are the Royals getting back into it anytime soon?
Hey, they almost had a perfect game yesterday.
Okay, well, they lost. They lost. What are you talking about? They almost had a perfect game, but then they lost. So something just tells me in July we'll have a lot of free time. If you want it, we'll have a lot of free time.
not going to be breaking down the, you know, small time transactions they're going to make. Oh man, they moved reliever X for a player you've never heard of and will never play.
You know what I'm going to assume? I'm going to assume that the only time we talk about the Royals this summer is going to be should they trade Salvador Perez. That's what I'm going to go out on a limb.
Hold on. Do you count Downtown Stadium as talking Royals?
No, that's different.
Okay. No, that's
different.
You're right.
That's different. I'm talking about the actual team, roster building. Text line makes a lot of good points. No Pocahontas in this tournament. No, but honestly, the top five song for me, Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast. That's what I'm saying. We might have to really do this thing and do it right.
We can build a bracket.
We might have to do this thing right for the summer months.
You know, this is called the All-Star break.
No, this definitely has All-Star game potential written all over. I'm happy that we did this. I'm picking Whole New World to win this thing. That's the best song in this entire thing that you picked. I'm not picking your fake version of Circle of Life that you put in here. I'm not going to acknowledge it. I'm not going to respect it. I want nothing to do with it. Coming up on the other side, we saw the media at work. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.